Maria, M-A-R-I-A, last name Q-U-E-Z-A-D-A, 110-66-21-24. Chief complaint, I need blood pressure medication refilled, number one. Number two, I don't feel well. Number three, not sleeping well. Number four, I'm tired all the time. Number five, I have swelling in my legs at the end of the day. Number six, my wrist hurts. Next one is my arm hurts. Next one is I feel faint. Next one is I feel nauseous from time to time. Next number, they told me I have anemia, but I couldn't take the iron tablets. Next number, I have issues with frequent urination from time to time. Next number, I have blood in my urine. I've seen many doctors and urologists who tell me that's the way it is, and they can't do anything about it. Period. Our patient is a 58-year-old woman who is who works for school system. She teaches. She comes in today with multiple medical issues and problems that requires attention. Apparently, she's been going to different doctors, different clinics, talking to different doctors, but has never really followed up on anything that they have told her. For example, she was given iron tablets. She never took it, and she never went back. She had blood in the urine. She tells me that the workup was complete, but nevertheless, it needs further attention because of what I see today, and she doesn't know anything about that. Period. Patient also has been married for a long time. Her husband drinks a lot, and that's an issue at home. She says he doesn't want to quit drinking, and that puts a strain on their relationship. Period. Years ago, she had hysterectomy, and since she's never been on hormones, and part of her symptoms may be related to her hormones as well. Period. Medical problems, hypertension, high cholesterol, history of headaches, multiple issues and problems, review of system. I named them as above one by one. Medication, a list was made today. Please refer to it. COVID immunization. Patient had COVID immunization times one before. Social, she's a teacher. Status post-hysterectomy, never been on any hormone replacement, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. Family history, mother-daughter pancreatic cancer with bony metastasis. Father had hypertension, diabetes, and coronary artery disease. Maintenance exam, has not been interested in colonoscopy. I told her if she was told she's anemic, she needs to be referred for a colonoscopy, and we get that done as well. Nevertheless, I gave required cards to test it because I have a feeling she may not show up. She needs a mammogram and needs to have a mammogram done as well. On exam, she's alert, she's awake, she weighs 176 pounds, and that's gone up a couple of pounds from before, 97%, 98.2, 16, 96, 142 over 74. Heart positive, small positive, still lungs are clear, abdomen soft, make sure JVD skin shows no rash, lower extremity shows mild pedal edema. Number one, my plan today is obtain blood work, complete blood work. She's not fasting, that would affect her cholesterol, we understand that. Next number is check an H. pylori with her GI symptoms. Next number is check a B12 level because at one time she was told she's low on B12 and iron. Oh, before I continue, put allergy penicillin, if I didn't say that. Then she also needs a sleep study. I'm going to set that up. Next number, she was told she has blood in the urine all the time. She has a cyst, 3.5-centimeter cyst on the left side. This needs to be checked to make sure there's not a tumor. Never had a CT scan. We get a CT of the abdomen pelvis with and without contrast to evaluate this. Next number, I gave her ACCRUFER iron tablets to replace the iron that she needs. Next one was GUAG card given. Next one was yearly mammogram ordered. Next one was check blood work. Next one was colonoscopy will be ordered. Next one was meds for field. Next number, she promises that she will pay attention to our plans and follow them totally and completely. Next number, AKG today is within normal limits. She also needs H. pylori. Next number, referred to folks at the hospital for colonoscopy. Next number, mammogram. Mammogram was ordered, of course. Oh, we need to copy those prescriptions. I didn't. Copy your prescription. Next number, findings were discussed with patient at length before leaving the office. Next one, she promises to come back and only see one provider and not go back and forth to different folks in town until we get to the bottom of all the problems. Next number, on a separate sheet of paper, make a medication list, allergy penicillin. Then put down the following: Crestor 10 milligram once day, Metformin ER 500 milligram once day, HCTZ 12 and a half milligram once day, Irbesartan 150 milligram once a day, then ACCRUFER 30 milligram once a day. Thank you.